We take you now to the Congress Hotel.
Gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company brings you something new and truly unusual in musical broadcast, a swing concert. Not so many years ago, people would have laughed at the idea of a concert being anything but classical, or at least the concert would have to be by a symphony orchestra or brass band. But today, here in the Congress Casino, we have a swing concert. This differs from the usual jazz band numbers usually heard, in that the musicians, being specialists on the instruments they play, are permitted to improvise as they play. The result will be swing with unexpected hot breaks and arrangements that become genuine swing tunes. This concert features Bob Crosby's orchestra of solo specialists, and the entire affair is a tribute to a former member of the Crosby Band, Joe Sullivan. Joe cannot be here for this testimonial, but he's listening in. We've received a wire from him. So he's listening in while we tell the world that Joe is America's foremost white swing pianist. And as long as he's not here, this might be a swell time for everybody to say, hiya, Joe. Let's have it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this program is a three-hour affair, although the radio portion is but a half hour. From the looks of things, this first musician's tribute to a fellow worker promises to be a huge success. More than 800 people are here, and hundreds have been turned away. They're all patrons of swing. Many are members of famous bands. Others are students and specialists on the subject of America's favorite musical style, swing. But let's get on with the concert. Bob Crosby and the boys are ready to go. They've chosen for their first number Joe Sullivan's own conception of Rachmaninoff's Prelude as combined with Fats Waller's Donkey. Let's hear what happens when the classical contrasts with swing. Take it away, Bob.